from Sam's All-American Sports Grill in Murfreesboro.
It's all right,
Rick
guys.
Stockstill Live.
Rick Stockstill Live.
1 hour of conversation with the head coach of your Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
I love your broadcast. I do appreciate the job you guys are doing. Keep up the good work.
This Nelligan Sports production is brought to you in part by
Ascend Federal Credit Union,
Cellular Concepts, FNM Mortgage,
and First Tennessee Bank.
Get interactive with your calls and emails. Call 1-866-RAIDERS.
That's 1-866-724-3377.
And email the coach at radio@goblueraiders.com. It's Rick Stockstill Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Here in Murfreesboro, it's Rick Stockstill Live as we talk to the head coach of the Blue Raiders. And a nice crowd here tonight. And as always, Monday Night Football will be on the televisions as the Packers of Green Bay go to Seattle tonight to take on the Seahawks. And the head coach of the Blue Raiders is here. And the Raiders enjoying an open week last week and get right back into the thick of things this week as they travel down I-24 and hit 75 down to Atlanta and take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. And, Coach, how did you spend your open date?
Well, we practiced last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we gave them the weekend off. We had Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And Friday I went to my daughter's volleyball game. She had a volleyball game Friday afternoon, and I went and saw Brent play Friday night. So did that, and then Saturday we came in and met a little bit and watched more Georgia Tech, then went home and watched other games on TV, and then we came in on Sunday yesterday and started breaking down the Miami-Georgia Tech game.
All right, we'll let Coach wet his whistle here, and we'll take our first break of the night. First, I want to remind you, if you're ready to tailgate in style, and homecoming is coming up a week from Saturday, you can rent the big event tailgating and party trailer for your next event. It's a portable party in a box. The trailer includes a bathroom with a sink, two HD TVs, satellite, your favorite tailgating games, and so much more. It's also great for your next corporate event, family reunion, or even wedding receptions. Check it out online at rentthebigevent.com. Like them on Facebook or call now ahead to book up before the season is over, 615-477-6271. That's rentthebigevent.com. Back more with Coach Rick Stockstill from Sam's All-American Sports Grill after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
If you're rolling out in Ripley, if you're cruising up Crossville Way, in Dixon, Decaturville, Franklin, or Fayetteville, you better heed what I say, because I'll be around. Everywhere around in your town. Oh, I'm going to be around.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're going to get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
We'll be right back.
cards that have been put out, and we invite you to turn in those question cards as well, and we can get some questions into Coach Stock this evening. Coach, it's been a couple of weeks since we met here, but a week ago this past Saturday, Blue Raiders went to Memphis and got their biggest win in the series with Memphis so far, and now lead that by a margin of 4-1 in what will be a 6-game series. And you use the word relentless a lot in your post-game show, and you sounded, as we talked, like a coach that was very proud of his football team.
I was. I was proud of how physical we played, you know, in really all three phases of the game. You know, we made some really vicious, violent hits in the kicking game. I think our defense was relentless. There's a lot of hats on the ball. We knocked people back. And the same thing offensively. I thought we dominated, you know, up front offensive line. Our backs ran hard. They had some physical, tough runs. Our receivers did a nice job blocking on the perimeter. You know, and then, you know, their coach says after the game, you know, it looked like we got dominated on both sides of the ball physically, just watching it. So I think he saw the same thing I saw. So it was, yeah, it was very rewarding, you know, satisfied to watch how hard and how physical we played, because, you know, that's how we had practiced really the last couple, 3 weeks leading up to that. We've had good physical practices, and our guys played, you know, like we practiced.
You got great production out of the running game once again, and very balanced, and that is becoming something that you can look forward to seemingly every week. Benny Cunningham, great to see him back. Had 11 rushes, 57 yards, didn't lose a yard in there anywhere. Drayton Calhoun, another nice night. You had Bryson and Whatley in there, and I think before the night was over, at some point, you had 7 different guys run the football.
Yeah, you know, we put Kyle Griswold back there. He had a couple carries. Sean White had a couple carries. So those guys, you know, are getting better each week. Benny's still not, you know, 100% healthy, but I thought he really ran physical. He had some tough runs down on the goal line, tough short yardage runs. But again, I thought our offensive line did a nice job in creating some holes for him up front and knocking their guys back. But I thought Logan played really well. I thought he was very consistent, both in the running game and the passing game. He didn't force. He had a couple throws he forced in there, but for the most part, I thought he was very, very good. He managed the game. He managed our offense very consistently and did a nice job of when he got outside of the pocket. You know, he threw some balls away, and then he, you know, found some guys, you know, on the run too. So I think he's playing better each week.
Yeah, and we'll pick up on that just a little bit, and also talk about the defense and the way that they kept the pressure on at Memphis as well. I want to remind you that when the Blue Raiders hit the road like this week, they travel in style, and coaches from Grand Avenue Transportation, they also deliver you in style with a large selection of chauffeur transportation, whether it's sedans, SUVs, limos, vans, and minibuses, all the way up to those 56-passenger coaches that the Blue Raiders use and will be heading down to Atlanta in. Find your perfect ride at GrandAvenueWorldwide.com. We'll take a timeout. More with Coach Rick Stockstill after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone.
Called them at least 20 times,
but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Allman.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious, complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
Precision Wood Products, providing the Precision Perch here where Coach and I get to sit, and also providing our question cards as well. And do want to remind folks that plan on heading to Atlanta for the Georgia Tech game, that the MTSU ticket office will have tickets. They're $25 each, $5 less than the Memphis tickets were, and that will be there available through tomorrow afternoon at the MTSU ticket office. And, Coach, we want to talk a little bit about the defense and how they played. And outside of the two long pass plays, they had a 64-yard pass play that set up a touchdown and a 49-yard touchdown pass. And I think both of them went to Marcus Rucker. But outside of that, I don't know that anything really broke contained.
Yeah, I thought our defense really played well. And going in, we didn't think the quarterback could beat us throwing the ball. And, so we wanted to make sure we stopped the run. And probably by the middle of the early in the second quarter, they gave up trying to run the ball. And that's when they threw the ball all the time. But, you know, we just felt like, you know, we had two, both their touchdowns were off play action fakes. And our safeties just, you know, they didn't play what they were supposed to do and bit on the fake, the run fake. And they got the ball thrown over the top of us. So, outside those two plays, we did a really nice job in the passing game and in the running game. So I was really proud of our defense and how they played, really with the exception of those two pass plays. But that was our game plan going in. We didn't think they could beat us throwing the ball, and we were going to make sure we stopped the run.
Rod Blunt, a.k.a. Blunt Force Trauma, Sun Belt Player of the Week, 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 fumble recovery. You guys talked about him throughout the spring. You talked about him in camp. He has not disappointed.
No, he's playing at a high level. He practices at a high level. He's our most physical player, probably on the whole team. And, he's just he's relentless, and I keep using that word, but he practices hard. He practices physical. He works hard, and he's getting better every game. And I think he's gaining confidence. You know, and you go back to, you know, last year was really the first time that he had played defensive snaps, and you know, you can just see the improvement that he's made from this year to from last year to this year.
And I look at some of these guys, not only on defense but also on offense, and you know, we see their names on signing date a lot of times, and then as time goes on for a few months there, they kind of get away from the front of our minds. They're not away from the front of your minds, but to see a guy like him and also, you look at Kevin Byard and some of those kids, how much, I mean, because there's a lot of those guys you would like to have played a year earlier than you've played them, but you knew that you were better off holding them out, redshirting them a lot of times, And how important can that be overemphasized? How much it's how helpful it can be.
Well, you know, Kevin's a good athlete, a really good athlete, and he wasn't ready last year to help us. But for everybody, all freshmen coming in a perfect world, wherever they go to school, they all want to play as a freshman. But the best thing for them is to redshirt. It helps them get acclimated to college. It helps them academically in college. It helps them from a physical maturity standpoint to get bigger and stronger. You know, again, the people they're going to compete against are a lot bigger and stronger than they are as freshmen. So if you've got the luxury, if you can afford to redshirt guys, the long run, that's the best thing for them.
And, you know, we see it time in and time again, and in particular with those big linemen. If you can get a little more age, a little more bark on them, sometimes it makes a big difference.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, high school linemen usually go against 250-pound, 275-pound guys maybe. Now in college, you know, everybody's over 300. Everybody bench presses 400. So just how physical you have to be to compete against the guys you're competing against, your 17-year-old body, your 18-year-old body isn't physically mature enough yet to be able to do that. And that's why it's so hard for true freshmen to play in the offensive defensive lines.
Speaking of your offensive line, it was a young group coming into this year. Darius Johnson moved into a starting spot on the two deep at one point. A redshirt freshman there. Josh Walker, the old man, and he is a junior. But Micah James, who moved to center from another position this spring. Jesse Grisham. There you see every one of those guys. When I look at my two deep, every one of those guys, all 10 of those linemen, except for Nick Nunez, has RS in front of their class, meaning every one of those guys had that extra year.
Yeah, you know, and it's just you can't say enough. The older your offensive line is, usually the better your team is going to be because and that's why I'm so encouraged about our offensive line. Glenn, you know, Ellerby and Matt Moore have done a phenomenal job coaching these young guys, and they're only going to get better. You know, everybody's going to be back next year with the exception of Micah, you know. So it's the future is really, you know, encouraging with our offensive line, you know, the next couple of years.
It's one thing, we've got about a minute before we need to take our break, but talk just a little bit about that delineation of duties. When you have an offensive line, we always hear about they need to play as one. They need to play in tandem. Well, here you have one coach coaching center and guards, and then another coaching tackles and tight ends, but then you bring it all back together. How does that work?
Well, you know, that's their title. You know, Glenn's got the guards and centers, and Matt's a tackle and tight end, but really they're so enthusiastic and they're so interactive as coaches. You can watch one play and Matt may be coaching the guards and guards and centers, and the next play Glenn's coaching the tackles and tight ends, and or Matt will watch the right side and Glenn will watch the left side. You know, so they meet together, they're both on the same page, they're both really, really good coaches. They've got no ego. They love Middle Tennessee. They're glad to be here, and I can't tell you how glad I am that they're both here.
All right, we'll take a timeout. I want to remind you that it's the final week to register for that $1,000 shopping spree that one Blue Raider fan will have a chance to win. You need to just go to GoBlueRaiders.com, click on the old-time pottery button, and you can register by just putting in your email address, and you can register as often as you'd like. That's on GoBlueRaiders.com. You could win a $1,000 shopping spree from Old Time Pottery. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Wes Durham, the voice of the Yellow Jackets, will be with us right now. Time out. We'll step aside for this break as you listen to Rick Stockstill live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs
and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more. But we wanted to be crystal clear on what bigger meant. So we asked a lottery spokesperson to clarify bigger for us.
The jackpots now start at $40 million and grow quicker than ever.
And that's bigger than before?
Yes, it's actually twice as big.
Which makes it twice as fun. Play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires. Just $2. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Welcome back. WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Sam's All-American Sports Grill. I want to remind you that you can get Coach Stock's thoughts at halftime of the Georgia Tech game by going on Twitter and following MT Athletics. You'll receive a twit vid at halftime of each Blue Raider football game, and you'll know what Coach Stock's thoughts are before the players do, as a matter of fact. But I would imagine they kind of get the idea of what's on your mind already. Had a couple of questions thrown in from the audience about the Memphis game, and one is something you've alluded to a little bit, but a chance to expand on here. Were you more pleased with the running game or the passing game improvement at Memphis, or both? There you go.
I just think we're getting better running the ball altogether, and you know, there's a lot of factors behind it. We had some healthier running backs, you know, than we did the previous game. But I think we're getting better running the ball, and I think Logan is doing a better job of getting us in the right place. We're giving him some opportunities to check and audible a little bit up there, and he's done a really good job there. Our offensive line, you know, Josh had a couple starts last year, so everybody else on that offensive line is a first-year starter. You know, he had a couple starts. We have still, you know, after three games, we haven't given up a sack. We had all those seniors last year.
I was going to let you say that. Yeah. I wasn't going to jinx you.
We're going to give up one here eventually. So, but, you know, it's a credit to those guys up front. It's a credit to Matt and Glenn, you know, to what they've done. So I just think we're getting better running the ball, and there's a lot of people responsible for it. You know, the receivers are doing a good job. You know, our backs are running hard, and the offensive line is doing a better job.
I think we got a caller online right now, and let's check in. Caller, are you there? Hello? We got somebody there. Caller, are you online? We'll check that again in just a minute. So we'll check back in with him in just a second. From a philosophical or Druthers standpoint, I mean, you played in an era when teams typically had one big tailback back there, and they carried it a lot of times, 30, 40 times a game. And here you're and every coach has to deal or play with the cards you're dealt. You've got four, five, six very good running backs that each one of them a little bit different style. You know, I'm guessing Vince Dooley in 1982, if you asked him, oh, yeah, I like that one guy back there who wears number 34.
I'd like him, too.
But if you had your druthers, would you rather have that one guy who, you know, your quarterback is used to handing off to him, that kind of thing, or well, or does it make any difference?
I think the big difference between now and, 10, 15 years ago is just how everybody is in the spread offense. Most people are in the shotgun a majority of the time, if not most all the time. So now you're asking your tailback, your back, he's got to be a guy that can run inside. He's got to be a back that can run outside. He's got to be a back that can catch the ball. He's got to be good in protection. So, and now people, players are so much more physical and, bigger and stronger and everything that you're going to get people hurt. You're going to get backs hurt, and you're going to need more than two or three backs to get through a season. So I don't think you can have enough running backs, to be honest with you.
Well, the 21st century offense, as you mentioned, they've got to run inside. They've got to run outside. They have to be pass catchers. And now you don't I guess in the last 10 years, one of the phrases that's changed more, you'd ask, oh, how many carries did he get? Now it's how many touches did they get?
Because now, throwing a screen out there to him is a glorified sweep. All that is just here, instead of tossing it to him, you're throwing it to him. And, so you're going to get him more involved in the passing game than what they've been, 10, 15 years ago.
Wrapping up the Memphis game a good bit, one question we had from the audience was about Justin Fuente throwing a fit over the timeout. What were they telling you on that?
I mean, this if it's what I think it was, he had every right to do it. I'd have been upset too. But what happened was they one of the players, the coach was signaling their defensive personnel signal, and it looked like it was a timeout. The players were doing it, and the referee thought that the player signaled the timeout because of the type of signal he was using. I know we're on the radio, and nobody can see what I'm doing, but I'm hitting my hand like it's a timeout, and the official thought he called timeout, and that's what happened.
So. Well, and that's one thing, too, I guess. Then as a coaching staff, Memphis goes back and says, we might need to change that signal a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was kind of a freak thing that happened. But Justin Fuente was certainly making his case. But the Raiders win it by a score of 48-30. Go to 2-1 on the year. And Memphis dropped to 0-3 and dropped a game this past weekend, 38-14 in Durham against the Duke Blue Devils. We will take a timeout. Hope to have Wes Durham, the voice of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, on with us when we return after this break, as you listen to Rick Stockstill live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Welcome back to
the home
Sam's All-American
of the
Sports
Blue
here
Raiders,
in Murfreesboro.
WGNS,
Chip Walters along
AM
with head coach Rick
online.
Stockstill. We may not have Wes Durham on with us tonight, but we will continue to move along here at the restaurant. And we'll use this segment to kind of get you up to date on what's going on with the Sun Belt Conference and how things are turning out to this point. This past weekend, here are the scores around the league. Florida Atlantic went to Tuscaloosa, lost to Alabama 40-7. Number 20, Louisville, on the road at FIU 28-21. Western Kentucky hosted Southern Mississippi, reigning Conference USA champ, beat them 42-17. Troy went to North Texas, won 14-7 in a game I think exactly like I expected. Arkansas State shuts out Alcorn State 56-0, and South Alabama, in only its third year of football, goes to Mississippi State and loses a 30-10 game to the Maroons. And, Coach, there, I think you look at this weekend's scores, and there's a few messages in that about where this league is. And I think you take our score from a week ago at Memphis, throw that in there. Right now, the Sun Belt this season in non-conference opportunities has dominated Conference USA to this point. But you see a Louisville go into FIU, Louisville wins a close game by 7. If you can get those games on your campus, you've got a shot.
Yeah, and I said it earlier, said it here tonight coming in, that I think this is the best this league has been top to bottom. I think it's really, really competitive. I think it's better than it's ever been. So this is a really good, you know, good conference. To me, we're better than Conference USA, this conference, at least this year. I think, you know, what they've got is they've got four automatic or five automatic qualifying bowls, that the perception out there is that they're so much better than us because we only have the two. But I just think that there's, you know, there's no difference in Conference USA and the Sun Belt. And I think we've proved, I think we're 4-1 against head-to-head against Conference USA this year. I think I read that. So, to me, we're better than Conference USA this year.
Talk a little bit about what you see around the league. You said you had a chance to watch some games, and obviously you're watching coaching film, you know, week in, week out. Who's impressing you right now?
In our conference?
Yes.
You know, I think, you know, obviously Louisiana Monroe is off to a good start with the people, you know, they've beaten and how they've played them. You know, they beat Arkansas out there. They played Auburn, you know, to overtime. And, you know, Auburn almost beat the number two team in the country this week in LSU. So, obviously, Monroe's playing well. I think Western Kentucky's playing well. You know, who else?
Louisiana Lafayette was off this past weekend, you know, but they're 2-1.
Yeah, we don't play them, so I haven't really – I haven't seen them play at all. And, you know, FIU, you know, they're so talented, you know, from where they are from a recruiting standpoint down in South Florida, that, you know, obviously they're a good football team. And, you know, Troy and Arkansas State's, you know, good. So, I think everybody is better. I haven't seen South Alabama or North Texas. But, you know, I think Troy, talking to Larry, I think he felt like they could have beat Mississippi State if they hadn't had so many turnovers in that game. So I think everybody's pretty competitive.
Yeah, and Arkansas State, of course, a lot was made when Gus Malzahn got the job over there. You know, they right now Arkansas State sits at 2-2, but, you know, I was really impressed with them. You look at the score of the Oregon game, and it got out of hand really early, but boy, I thought during the last three quarters of that game, they played lights out.
They're a good football team. They got their quarterback was the player of the year last year in this conference. So anytime you've got a quarterback like that, you've got a chance no matter who you play.
Well, this week inside the Sun Belt, Antonio Andrews, running back from Western Kentucky, named the Offensive Player of the Week. Brendan Trawick, senior DB from Troy, the Defensive Player of the Week. And the place kicker from Troy, Will Scott, was named the Specialist of the Week in the Sun Belt. The upcoming schedule in the league this weekend, and we start to see a lot more conference games. You mentioned Louisiana Monroe. They're still out of the league this week. They travel to New Orleans to take on Tulane. Again, another Conference USA team that I would imagine Monroe will probably be favored going to New Orleans.
If Monroe doesn't beat Tulane by about 40, I'll be shocked.
And, well, I guess what Ole Miss had them, what, 26-0 in the first quarter the other day? Yeah. Troy goes to South Alabama. That will be interesting with it being kind of a little backyard scrum.
Yep. You know, and again, I don't know anything about South Alabama, so, but, yeah, there'll be a lot of really good competitive games within the conference.
North Texas will go to Florida Atlantic, and North Texas right now scuffling just a little bit at 1-3. FIU at Louisiana Lafayette. There are a couple of real headline games within the league, and that's one of them.
Yeah, I would think so. That and probably the Western Kentucky and Arkansas State game would probably be the other two kind of marquee games within the conference.
And then, of course, you have Middle Tennessee and Georgia Tech, which we will spend a good bit more time on as we move along. Carl Benson, the new commissioner of the Sun Belt, has really, he's a guy who came from the WAC, who had real success in a football league out there. And what do you think in a short amount of time that he has brought to the league from you sitting in your seat as head football coach at Middle?
Well, I think he's probably, you know, a very progressive vision, you know, that he's, you know, he jumped in the expansion, you know, just like that, got a couple teams in here. I hope, and I think he is, and I hope he is working on, you know, getting more bowls, guaranteed bowl slots in here for within the conference. So, but it just, I think he's got a progressive vision that he's, proactive as opposed to reactive. And that's not to say Wright was reactive or anything like that, but I just think he's got a proactive vision.
Yeah. And speaking of bowls, and we'll see what comes of it, but I do know at one point there was the city of Little Rock was looking at adding a bowl game that would include a Sun Belt team, and that would be a nice destination as well.
Yeah, and Orlando's trying to. I've got a couple buddies down there.
Would that be a CUSA Sun Belt type of bowl?
I'm not sure if that's what it is. I bet it is. With a year ago, it probably would have been. But
now it's
now
Big
that,
East, probably.
Now that UCF's going into the Big East, it might. They might try to tie something in with FIU,
or UCF.
UCF and South Florida, you know, going in there. So. But, you know, with FIU going into to Conference USA, they may try to still do that.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Wes Durham is online. We'll get a few minutes with him in just a moment, have our technical issues rounded up. We'll take a timeout more from Sam's All-American Sports Grill after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
This is Chip Walters, voice of the Blue Raiders. Rain, snow, and salt are just around the corner, and there's no better time than now to check out Sudsy's Unlimited Car Wash Club. It starts at just $12.99 a month to wash all you want, and $19.99 a month for their very best unlimited platinum wash. It's the best deal in town. Visit anytime during Blue Raider football season, tell them I sent you, and get your first month free. Learn more at sudsyscarwash.com or stop by Sudsy's at the corner of South Church Street and Rutherford Boulevard next to Crystal. Sudsy's Car Wash, where vacuums are always free.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official healthcare providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Welcome back to Sam's All-American Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro. Rick Stockstill live with the head coach of the Blue Raiders. This week, Middle Tennessee travels to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets down in the flats. And the game time has been moved. It will now be an 11 a.m. Central Time start. And Wes Durham, the longtime voice of the Yellow Jackets, joins us online, and also the voice of the Atlanta Falcons as well, and a longtime friend. And Wes, thanks once again for spending a few minutes with us tonight.
Chip, no problem. It's great to be with you guys.
Talk a little bit about you had one of the folks in this market got to see a crazy football game yesterday with the Titans and Detroit Lions. You had the college version of that game on Saturday at Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Well, I'm a firm believer if you stay in this business long enough, whether you're coaching, announcing games, or playing, you'll see everything once. And I've seen games end on last plays in bizarre fashions and things like that. But what I saw on Saturday, I don't think I've ever seen before, and that was Miami take a 19-0 lead in the first quarter, Georgia Tech lead 22-19 at halftime, then lead 36-19, only to watch Miami score the last 23 points, including the touchdown in overtime to win 42-36. It was just a bizarre ebb and flow. I mean, you talk about momentums in games, and I've never seen anything like it, but it was the third straight loss for the Jackets in overtime. The last three times they've lost, Tech's lost in overtime, dating back to the Utah ball game in the Sun Bowl last year, and each time the opponent has completed a third or a fourth and of some distance, and that's exactly what happened here on Saturday. And, you know, give Miami credit, they hung around and they got a career effort out of Stephen Morris, but another overtime gut-wrencher for the Yellow Jackets.
So actually, three out of the last five games Georgia Tech has played have gone to overtime, and like you said, come out on the short end of all three of those. And you know, and it's Coach Johnson, you would not expect that, but things just happen. Sometimes that oblong thing bounces the crazy way.
Well, as I have a friend who says all the time, there's a reason it's the shape it is. And it has happened in a bizarre situation, but at the same time, these guys have proved to be resilient. I was curious as to how they would bounce back after the loss at Virginia Tech on Labor Day night when they took the lead with 44 seconds, and they were able to do it the next week. And likewise, I think that'll be the challenge, not only a very improved Middle Tennessee State team, but at the same time, Georgia Tech's going to have to drive it from within as much as the good opponent they'll have here on Saturday at noon.
When you look at the matchup, it is, you know, the Georgia Tech offense has had a good bit of success against Middle Tennessee. I was looking at some old notes and some old charts from previous games, and, you know, we've had the dubious opportunity of watching Tevin Washington grow up, and here he is, you know, operating things in this spread option attack. But, boy, there's so many familiar names that we have seen in all three of these games on both sides of the football for Tech.
It is a veteran team in terms of its experience. It's not a veteran team in terms of its age, Chip. There are only going to be 12 seniors on this football team this year, which is a little encouraging given the kind of stakes they play for, it seems like, every week. But this is a team that has grown a lot. And the young people on it, now Tevin's a redshirt senior, and he's a commodity in terms of this football team. But he's played a lot of football. Last Saturday was probably not his best. game, but they continue to find ways to make plays, and that's the one thing that that I see as a trade. Last Saturday, the defense had played a lot better, and quite frankly, did not have their best effort last Saturday. They had only played a poor quarter in the first three ball games, but last Saturday did not play well at all. So I'm sure they'll be out to atone for that on Saturday.
And, you know, I think same thing goes. You know, you look 2 years ago in Atlanta, it was a one-score game at the half. Middle Tennessee had three turnovers in the second half, and that thing got out of hand in a heartbeat. But, you know, Middle Tennessee's coming in, having won a game at Memphis. And I think, you know, with a little success early, could, you know, play with some confidence throughout this one. So I think it'll be an interesting matchup on Saturday, because I do think that Middle offensively has a few more weapons than we had a year ago at this time.
Well, I totally agree, and I think you're obviously, and I'm like you, just getting in on the front end of the paperwork. I think there are a couple things that work to the Blue Raider benefit. I think one is obviously the week off, just in getting guys healed up and a chance maybe to get an early start on preparation. I certainly think that helps. I think the next thing that helps is the fact you have played Georgia Tech in the last 2 years. I think there's some carryover and familiarity there that will be very handy this week. And it's evident from just looking at the notes and some of the stats that the defense is much improved. And the one thing I give Coach Stockstill and his staff a tremendous amount of credit for is when you have a disappointing loss on opening night, as they had, and the ability to come back and win a ball game not only in Memphis but also a key conference game like you had with Florida Atlantic, that shows a lot about the moxie of the young people that he's got playing in the program and the commitment they've made to kind of get back to where he were a couple of years ago. And I see a lot of that in just the bounce-back factor that this team has. And you're right, there are a lot of familiar names from a year ago that are on our charts, and I think that shows that the Blue Raiders are capable of coming in here, and if Tech doesn't play to its capability, it could be a tough day.
Well, I haven't gotten my Dean Buckhan update from today, but I did want to ask you, I know it's early in the week, and as you mentioned, both teams have an opportunity to heal up. How serious was Attichou's injury on Saturday?
Jeremiah was dehydrated as much as anything else. So he came back and played a little bit in the ball game, but he was clearly gotten dehydrated. It was particularly hot here. It was hotter than I think people thought it was going to be on Saturday. So, but Jeremiah was able to come back in and play. They did declare Sean Poole, the punter, out today, who had gotten injured, and they took a red shirt off. And I'm sure Coach Stockstill can cringe when he hears this. They had to take the red shirt off the punter, the freshman punter Ryan Rodwell, in the fourth game of the year. And that's something that I know that's right about the time coaches make that tough decision. But when Sean Poole got hurt, Ryan had to come in and punt, and so that's exactly what had to happen on Saturday. And Sean suffered, I think it's a shoulder injury, and will not play. And then they've had a young man at safety, Fred Holton, who's missed all of last year with an Achilles tear and has not been able to come back this year. They'd like to get him back, and they did get David Sims back at V-back the other day from an injury perspective, and it'd be nice to have a full complement there. But Georgia Tech, like everybody's, had some bang-ups here that they're having to overcome in late September.
Well, hey, Wes, I wanted to ask you about one player, and rarely you know, do you get questions about offensive line, but one kid that I'm personally kind of interested in, he went to my high school, Shaq Mason, has jumped in there at an offensive line position and seems to have kind of wrapped that spot up.
Well, he's done a great job here, Chip. A young man who obviously came in here with a lot of potential and played as a true freshman. And Coach Johnson often refers to Georgia Tech having six offensive line starters, and Shaq is clearly one of those kids. And they were fortunate to get him because he fits exactly what they like to do in terms of his physical skill set, his center of gravity. He's got great feet, and that's the one thing the coaches continue to talk about, is his development in terms of just his physical gifts. He really has improved his footwork and let that kind of be his guide, so to speak. And, yeah, he's off to a very good start. For a true sophomore, he's had an exceptional start here to the kind of start that, and I've been fortunate in a long time I've been doing the games to see some guys make All-America in the offensive line, and he's got all those characteristics for sure.
All right. Well, Wes, we'll see you on Saturday. I appreciate you taking the time, and I know it took a little longer than we meant to, but glad to have you on tonight. And Mark Owens says he will be ready for a little pickup basketball on Saturday morning.
Time talking to me, my days are over, but thanks, Chip, great to be with you. Look forward to seeing everybody, and we hope you have a safe trip down.
All right, appreciate it. Wes Durham, the voice of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, 11 a.m. Central Time kickoff at Bobby Dodd Stadium and Grant Field in Midtown Atlanta. We'll take a timeout. More with Coach Rick Stockstill after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Welcome back into Sam's All-American Sports Grill. Rick Stockstill live as we move along on this Monday night. Monday Night Football is on here, so all the screens are up and going, so you might want to stop by and have some of their delicious food. And just about a packed house in here this evening. And Coach, we had a question, and there was an article in the paper this weekend about the non-conference schedule, and you worked very closely with Chris Massaro about that. And there's some interesting things in the next couple of years. The Raiders have a home-and-home with BYU. You go to Provo next year, 2014, they come here. When that gets pared down to a 9-game conference schedule and only 3 non-conference games, how much do you think that changes our philosophy in trying to put that non-conference schedule together?
Well, you don't have as many opportunities to schedule people. You go from four to three, so that'll be a factor. And then, you know, where we are financially, you're always going to try to get somebody in here or go somewhere to play the so-called money game. So there'll be a lot of back and forth, I guess. I'm not sure how, because I'm not sure yet on the 9-game schedule in the Sun Belt. I don't know all the logistics about that yet. So. But anytime you go from 4 to 3, you don't know, are you going to play 2 guarantee games? You're going to play 3 guarantee games? You're going to play 1? What's it going to be? So there'll be a lot of different dynamics in scheduling here in the future.
And Chris is always looking for home-and-home opportunities with other folks. And we've had them with Minnesota. We've had them, with a lot of folks. Mississippi State, you're going to have it with BYU. And, I think one thing he's done that's been pretty good is he's kind of held that one game back a lot of times, and it's turned out where it paid off. We got the home-and-home with Minnesota simply because he didn't schedule a 12th game one year and waited up until, early summer, late spring before that came together.
Yeah, especially with all this conference realignment stuff going on that, there's going to be people out there that just like West
Virginia, games that are already scheduled.
West Virginia had Florida State this year, but they dropped them, going into the Big 12. So they're going to pay Florida State the $1 million buyout and all that kind of stuff. They're not worried about that, and that's why Florida State was left scrambling, trying to, they played Savannah State, Murray State, you know, a 2-1 AA school. So, you know, and then I think everybody, you know, in the Sun Belt Conference, we've earned the right now that, you know, yeah, we'll play you, but you're going to have to come to us sometime too. So I think the days of selling ourselves out just for the paycheck, yeah, we'll still have to do those, but eventually they're going to have to come see us too.
All right, we have our final break of the night coming up, but a reminder, if you need a tent for the homecoming game or any of the remaining home games or just a party, contact Tennessee Event Specialist for your tailgate and party needs at the next home game. They specialize in tents, tables, chairs, inflatables. They'll make it turnkey for your tailgate party. Give them a call, 877-355-8782, or visit online, tneventspecialist.com. Back to wrap things up with the coach after this. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more. But we wanted to be crystal clear on what bigger meant. So we asked a lottery spokesperson to clarify bigger for us.
The jackpots now start at 40 million and grow quicker than ever.
And that's bigger than before?
Yes, it's actually twice as big.
Which makes it twice as fun. Play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires, just $2. Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Again, the Sam's All-American Sports Grill final segment tonight. Good crowd here watching Monday Night Football, and the Packers and Seattle are getting it on, and Coach Stock is here. We're talking about Saturday's 11 o'clock game in Atlanta, the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders and Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Coach, defensively, one of the toughest challenges you have all year.
Yeah, it is, and but it's something that we're looking forward to, and you know, I told our guys today that the big thing is defensively, you can't give up big plays. And that's what we did last year. We gave up a 73-yard one-play drive for a touchdown and a 71-yard play for a touchdown. And then you've got to be disciplined with your eyes. And you can't think you saw something. And if you've got fullback, you've got to take fullback. You've got quarterback pitch, you've got to take it. Just be disciplined in your keys and your reads.
Has it helped to have an extra week to get ready for this?
Yeah, you know, it won't hurt. You know, I don't think 3 extra days of practice is going to be a monumental advantage, but it'll help. You know, it's almost last year after this game, we were so beat up in the defensive line. We had so many ankle sprains, so many little knee deals that I don't know if it's not better. If you don't play in the first game of the year, I don't know if it's not better to have your open date after you play the game, because they do so much cutting that, you know, your guy, it took us, you know, 3 weeks after that to get people healthy.
All right. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck this week.
We're looking forward to it, though, Chip. Thanks a lot.
All right, Coach Rick Stockstill with us tonight. I want to thank everybody who's been out here tonight at Sam's All-American Sports Grill. They have great lunch and late-night specials, so be sure and stop by and see them. We'll talk to you next Monday night, but we'll see you Saturday, beginning with our pregame show at 10 a.m., kickoff at 11 from Atlanta, as you listen to Middle Tennessee football from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network. Good night, everybody.
You've heard the game. Now it's time to break it down. It's the Raider Wrap-Up Show as game day coverage continues for Middle Tennessee football. From